Please take your Bibles, open them to Ephesians chapter 3, third chapter of Ephesians, page 1252 in your Schofield Bible, beginning with the 13th verse. We'll read through verse 19. We'll read these verses responsively. The text verse is the 18th verse. As is our custom, shall we stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God? Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and let's finish together on verse 19, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And let's pray. And Father, this is not just another Sunday. To be sure, many of us here are privileged to be in this place each and every Sunday of the year. But each Sunday is uniquely special. And thou dost have a special work to do today. We pray that thy word would be preached plainly and that our hearts would be in tune with thy Spirit as we listen to the man of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, what I'm about to do, angels covet. What I'm about to do, saints in heaven would love to have the opportunity. I'm about to do what I can do to explain how much you love your people. I pray you to help me to be adequate and to adequately tell this wonderful story of love. Amen. I want to speak this morning on a subject, something God cannot do. Oh, I believe that God is omnipotent. That means God is all-powerful. But there's one thing, among others, for example, God cannot lie, but that's sort of a play on words. But there's one thing that God wishes he could do that God cannot do. God comes to us and tries to tell us how much he loves us, but he can't do it. The Bible says his love is beyond human knowledge. Our text a while ago said that. God gropes in an effort to tell you how much he loves you. I've said this so many times in this pulpit, it's trite. But I do not know any better news in this world than that God loves me. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, the God of all gods, loves me. You can search as long as you want to, but you'll never find a more wonderful Bible truth than Jesus loves me, this I know. You'll never beat that one. You may dig to the depths of theological caverns, but you'll never beat the fact that God loves you. God wants to tell us. He wants us to know how much he loves us. He tries to tell us. He gropes to do so. But he cannot explain to us that he loves us as a God, as God loves his creatures, because we've never been God. And we cannot understand the heart of a God and the love of a God. So God cannot come to me today and to you and say, I love you as God loves his creatures. So he tries to tell us in figures of speech that we can understand. And I tell you what, if you will listen this morning to what I'm going to say, and savor it, you'll walk out on cloud nine. God says, I want to tell you how much I love you. But I am bound by man's understanding and man's relationships. So God comes along and says, I'll tell you how much I love you. I love you as a groom. Turn me down just a tad, would you please? I love you as a groom loves his bride. God says, I want you to know how much I love you. And maybe I can tell you how much I love you by reminding you how you felt the day you got married.
Remember when you stood?
Remember when you stood about right here? And you looked up and there she came with her father. Turn me down just a tad, please. There she came with her father. And you watched her as she walked down that aisle there. And as the wedding march was being played, you watched her as she walked down the steps and across the back. And then you looked at her. Did you ever love anybody as much as you loved that one at that time? And they were the most beautiful thing that you ever saw in your life and the most precious thing to you in the whole world. Stopped. And the pastor asked, who gives the bride away? Her father said, I do. And you walked down and extended your arm, and her father took her arm and gave you the most precious possession he could ever give you. Remember how you loved her? Remember how you looked at her and when the ceremony was going on and said, she's about to become mine. And you remember when you walked back out the aisle during the recessional? Remember what you did when you got back to the dark hallway back there? God said, that's some kind of love, isn't it? And God said, "That I love you like that." But God keeps on groping. And God said, that doesn't really do it. I mean, I've got to tell you how much I love you. He said, I love you like a groom loves his bride. But he said, okay, I'll try again. And God continues to grope to find some way to tell you how much he loves you. God said, I tell you, I love you like a husband loves his wife of many years. God said, remember when you were having your 50th wedding anniversary? God said, remember when the friends came and when you stood beside her after 50 years? You remember all the toils that you shared together? Remember how you joined together as heirs of the grace of life and brought life into the world? You remember the burdens you shared and the troubles you shared? Remember the nights that you stayed up beside each other over a sick child you thought you wouldn't live through the night? Remember all the times you wondered how you could pay your bills and you struggled together? Remember that? And there you stand. It's your 50th wedding anniversary. And there she is by your side. You understand how much you love her? God said, that's how much I love you. But God still gropes. You take the love that a groom has for his lovely bride, and you add to that the love that a husband has for his wife of a lifetime. And God said, that's how much I love you. But God said, that doesn't do it. And God continues to grope. I'm trying to tell you, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and if a man, a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could the whole contain the scroll, though stretched from sky to sky. He loves you. I say, He loves you. I said, God loves you. He loves you with a love that he tries to say, I love you like the groom loves his bride as she walks down the aisle. And I love you like the husband loves his wife of many years as they celebrate their 50th anniversary together, their golden wedding anniversary. That's how much I love you. But that doesn't do it either. Did you ever love somebody so much that you wish you could tell them how? Did you ever love somebody so much you wish you could just tear your heart out? Sometimes I want to do that as pastor of this church. Sometimes I want to get a knife and just slice my breast open and say, look at it. Look at it. God said, I wish I could tell you how much I love you. I love you like a groom loves his bride as she comes to be his own. I love you like he loves her 50 years later when they have shared life's toils and trials and mountaintops and valleys.
together. But that doesn't do it.
How much do I love you?
Let me see if I can put it this way. I love you like a father loves a son. All these figures of speech God uses to try to tell us how much He loves us. God says, I love you like a father loves a son. I love you like He loves that boy when He picks him up in His arms the first time. And realizes, that's my namesake. He's going to carry my name. I love you like He loves him when He teaches him how to take his first step. I love you like he loves him when He teaches him how to say His first word. I love you like He loves him when they play catch together for the first time and hit flies in the vacant lot or throw passes across the field or shoot baskets in the driveway. I love you. He said, remember how much you love that little tyke? Remember, Dr. Jorgensen, how much you love Paul and your boys? Remember how much you love your son and... Hi, Bob. Two sissies in a row here. God said, He said, I that's how much I love you. I love you like a real man who has sons. I love this son. We got 9 girls right here. Not a single whisker in the house. God said, I love you. Hey, folks, you get the idea God loves you? I mean, God said, how much do I love you? I can't tell you. You never have been a creator. You've never been a God. You don't know how a God can love His creatures. But you have been a groom. And you fellows can know how much you love that bride. And you women can know how much you love that husband that you took as your groom. He said, that's how much I love you. But that's not enough. I can't. It still doesn't tell. Okay. He said 50 years later, when you cut the cake on the 50th wedding anniversary, and you shared all those years of life together, and the trials and troubles and victories and defeats and mountaintops and valleys and peaks and lows. God said, remember, you know how much you loved her then? How much you loved her? He said, that's how much I love you. Like the groom watching his bride and like the older man loving his wife. That doesn't really do it. He said, I love you like a father loves his son. But he said, I'm still groping. So God says, I love you like an older brother loves a younger sister. Or I love you like a brother loves a sister. That feeling that you know how you feel towards your sister. Let's go on to the next point. I mean, I know how I feel toward my sister. I've got to punch her out. But there's a certain kind of a protective feeling. Now, as you grow older, fellas, I hate to tell you this, but you guys, you're going to like those sisters one of these days. You really are. Be seated, please, over here. And you're going to like your sister one of these days. God said, I love you like a brother wants to protect his sister. And like as they go older, he wants to provide for her. He wants to see that she has her needs met. He wants her to feel secure. He wants her to feel cared for. I love you. God said, yeah, that's it. I love you like a brother loves his sister. But he said, I'm still groping. How can I tell you how much I love you? Remember how you felt when she came down the aisle? I love you like that. Remember how you felt when you cut the cake 50 years later? I love you like that. Remember how you felt when God gave you that little boy and you held your son in your arms and you were the father of a son? I love you like that. Remember how you felt towards your sister as you grew older together? You want to be sure she's protected and felt secure. I love you like that. But that doesn't do it either. How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I describe? I'm God and you're man. How can I let you know? You cannot feel the loving heart of a creator. You cannot feel the love of perfection. You can only feel the love of imperfection in a creature. How can I tell you so you can understand how much I love you? I know. I love you like a friend loves a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Jesus is the friend you need. Jesus said, you know how you feel toward that friend of a lifetime. Maybe you were boys and girls, students together in school. Maybe you played on the same basketball team. Maybe you grew up together in the same neighborhood. Maybe you sat in the same departments in church. Maybe you're in the nursery together in church and you grew up together. There was a bond and a closeness, a friendship, and you'd die for that friend, or he or she would die for you. What a relationship! That one special person, that best friend, God said, that's how much I love you. I love you. Like you loved her as she walked down the aisle. I love you like you loved her when you'd shared a lifetime together. I loved you like you loved your son when you cradled him in your arms the first time. I loved you like you loved your sister when you wanted to protect her. I loved you like you love your best friend. Hey, folks, listen to me. Jump up and shout, praise God. Perfection loves you. Deity loves you. The Creator loves you. The King of Kings loves you. God loves you. Shout it, He loves you. Sing it, He loves you. Praise Him, He loves you. Glory to God, He loves you. Worship Him. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you like a groom who loves that bride. He loves you like an older man who watches his wife with whom he shared life together. He loves you like a father loves his precious newborn son. He loves you like a brother loves his sister. He loves you like a friend loves his best friend. But he said, I still haven't told you. I wish you could speak my language, but you can't. I wish you could cut my heart open and see my heart. But you can't. How can I tell you? I guess I'll have to use figures of speech. As a groom loves his bride, 50 years later, as he loves his aging wife, as a father loves his newborn son, as a brother loves his sister, as a friend loves his friend. Yes, I'll tell you how it is. I love you like an older brother loves his brother. He said, I'm your father. I'm your friend. I'm your groom. And I'm your elder brother. He said, okay, you know how much you love that younger brother. Oh, you fight at home, but let somebody pick on him at school and you'll knock the mucus out of his nose. Yeah, you fight over the best piece of chicken. Yeah, the baby always gets the white meat. You get the neck. He gets the hot water. You get the cold water. Yeah, little brat, he's spoiled. They love him more than love me. But you let that high school boy learn that his kid brother in junior high has been picked on. And here he comes. Here he comes. Which one of you guys did it? Which one of you guys? You're the guy that did it? And which one of you guys did it? Listen, there is a special kind of a love that an older brother has for his younger brother. How much do I love you? I don't know how to tell you. I wish I did. I want you to know. I love you like you loved her when she walked down the aisle. I love you like you loved her when you cut the 50th anniversary cake. I love you like you loved that boy when you cradled him in your arms. I loved you like you loved the best friend. I love you like you love your sister. I love you like you love your kid brother. That's how my... But I still haven't told you yet. I can't tell you. You don't know my language. You don't know my vocabulary. No way you can know how much I love you. I'll try again. I'll use another figure of speech. I love you as a mother loves her suckling child. Remember, he says, mother, remember when all of a sudden, back when life was sacred, before a bunch of murderers started killing unborn babies?
who ought to be in the penitentiary or in the electric chair. Back in America had some decency and some character. Where would that life live? Remember how, and all of a sudden you realize that neath your own breast life was growing. Remember how you felt the first look kick you had? I don't mean from your husband like that. I mean a baby like that. Remember how you felt when it kicked for the first time? Remember when you got bigger and bigger and bigger? You slept on your stomach like a rocker on a rocking chair. Remember that? On your back like a pyramid in Egypt. Slept on your side, you fell off on the floor. Remember how you loved that little child? My mother used to say to me when I was a little boy, she used to say, Jack. I let her call me Jack. She used to say, Jack, I loved you before you were ever born. I said, Mama, you never saw me. She said, I loved you before I ever saw you. Every lady in this room who's ever given birth to a baby knows what I'm talking about. And then all of a sudden the time comes of the labor and the rush to the hospital and the suffering and the labor in the delivery room and then the cry of a newborn one. And then all of a sudden you're lying there in the bed and your husband's beside you and the nurse knocks on the door and says, I've got somebody to see you. And that little bundle comes and is placed in your arms. And the first instinct that little baby had was to find Mama's breast, to find her first dining hall at Mama's breast. Remember how you felt? Remember how you felt when you carried that in your own body? You gave life. This is blood of your blood and flesh of your flesh. God said, remember how much you loved her. I loved him. That's how much I love you. I love you as much as you loved her when she walked down the aisle. I love you as much as you loved her 50 years later at 50 golden anniversary time. I love you as much as a father loves his boy. I love you as much as a brother loves his sister. I love you as much as a best friend loves his best friend. I love you as much as an older brother loves his younger brother. And I love you as much as a mother loves her suckling child. Don't you see what God is trying to do? God cannot say, I love you, because you understand it. Your love is tainted by selfishness. Your love is tainted by, you love something because of what they can do for you. They look good, smell good, are good, feel good. They can feed you, clothe you, help you, and cheer you, make you happy. That's what you call love. God said, that's not what I call love. I don't call love something you can do for me. I call love something I can do for you. But you can't understand it. Let me try. I can't speak in your language vocabulary. Maybe figures of speech. Maybe emotions that you feel. Maybe there's some emotions that you feel that are a little unselfish. And maybe I can tell you by how you feel how I feel toward you. I'll try again. He says, I love you like a shepherd loves his sheep. Now we can't understand that, but a shepherd can. I love you like that shepherd loved that sheep when the sheep was gone. He left the 99 and went away, went out to find the lost one. I love you like that shepherd loved that lost sheep, but that isn't all. I love you with all of these loves, but I'm groping. I'm trying to find words or illustrations or figures of speech where I can tell you how much I love you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, sit there and bask in the sunlight of God's amazing love. That's why he said he so loved the world. So describes the infinite. He can't tell you how much he loves the world. He can't measure how much he loves the world. There's no language, no vocabulary, no speech where God can tell you how much he loves you. He says, okay, I'll try again. He loves you as a father loves his wayward son. He loves you like that father whose son left him in the far country. And every day the father went out and looked for his son to see if he's coming home. The son was in the far country living in riotous living, wine, women, and song. But the father kept on looking. He goes back tonight and goes to bed, but the next morning gets up and goes out on the porch to see if he can see the son coming down the road. And finally one day, there he comes. My boy was lost and is found. He was dead and is alive.
throat, throws his arms around him. He says, kill the fatted calf. I've been fat enough for this occasion. Call the neighbors. Let's have a party. Put a ring on his finger. New shoes on his feet. A new coat, a robe on his back. My son is home.
He said, that's how much I love you. That's how much I love you. Like you loved her when she came down the aisle. Like you loved her 50 years later. Like you loved that boy when you cradled him in your arms. Like you loved that sister with a brotherly protective love. Like you loved that best friend of a lifetime. Like you love your younger brother. Like a mother loves her suckling child. Like a father loves his wayward returning son. That's how much I love you. You still don't understand it. I mean, the love of a groom for his bride can't compare to how I feel, God says. The love of a man and woman that has shared life's toils together cannot adequately describe the way I feel. The love of a father for his newborn son cannot describe it. The love of a mother for her suckling child. I want you to know how much I love you, but I'm God. You can't understand my language or my vocabulary. I've got to use your own relationships to try to tell you how much I love you. I'll try again, he said. I love you like a old husband loves his wayward wife. I'll tell you a story, he said, about a man named Hosea, whose wife became a harlot, sold her body for fun, thrills, and money. All those years, he waited for her to come back because he loved her. And finally, one day, the old man walked down to the county, the city square, where they were auctioning off slaves. They pulled an old lady up and auctioned her off. He said, who would want that old lady? She's worn out. She can't do much work. Nobody ought to pay much. That's Gomer. That's my wife of my youth. That's Gomer. I'll raise the bid. What do you want with her? I love her. I love her. He bids until he buys back his wife. God said, that's how much I love you. This morning, if you've gone away from God, He loves you with a love that father had for his prodigal that had gone away. He loves you with a love that husband had for his adulterous prostitute wife who had gone into sin and sold her body. How much does He love you? He loves you like a groom loves his bride. Like an old man loves his wife of many years. Like a father loves his young boy. Like a brother loves his sister. Like an older brother loves his brother. Like a best friend loves his best friend. Like a mother loves her suckling child. And like a father loves his wayward boy. And an old man loves his wayward returning wife. Hey, that's how much God loves you. 10,000 times more than that. But he keeps on trying. I love you. Like a hen loves her chicks, he said. I love you. Like a sweetheart loves his sweetheart, he says in the Song of Solomon. I love you like a fiancé loves her soon to be betrothed. That's how much I love you. And in frustration, a God whose vocabulary cannot be understood nor His heart cannot be felt by mortal flesh, a God sits down and ponders, how can I ever tell my people how much I love them? I can't tell them. I'll show them. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. God says, come here and I'll show you. I'll give my son for you. Jesus says, come here and I'll show you. I'll strip myself and let them beat me with a cat of nine tails. I'll have them mock me, wrongly try me. I'll have them pull a crown of thorns on my brow.
I'll have them drive nails and spikes in my hands and feet and hang me on a cross, and I'll dip my own soul into hell and suffer your hell. Hey, look, that's how much I love you.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet? Or thorns composed so rich a crown were the whole realm of nature mine. That were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life and my soul and my all. And a groping God says, I told him. I told him. What my words could not convey, what my illustrations could not convey, and what my figures of speech could not convey, the cross did convey. Old, old story. A wealthy scientist, inventor, came the last years of his life. They came to interview him from the press, talk about his long and illustrious past. They said, of all the things you've discovered, the scientific discoveries and all the inventions, what is the greatest discovery you've ever made? The old dying man lifted his head from his pillow and began to sing quietly, softly. The greatest discovery I've ever made is this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Sing it. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells. God says, you understand now? I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't tell you, but I can show you. Our Heavenly Father.